If you missed the show,
check out Montreal's number one morning show on the go.
The Nikki, Sam, and Andy replay podcast.
So Nikki thinks that this is a horrible idea for Valentine's Day. Yeah. I personally think this is a really good idea. It's Nikki, Sam, and Andy. We want to know what you think at 92925. Nikki, what's so horrible? What's this horrible thing going on?
Okay, I'm completely disagreeing with you on this one. So I met this guy like 3, maybe even 4 months ago when I was out with friends, and we exchanged numbers and we sort of like texted a little bit for a couple of weeks and had always made plans to go out, but they fell through for whatever reason. And so it just kind of died off. I find that happens quite a bit now with dating, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Kind of just goes nowhere. So whatever, we all went on with our lives, sent a few texts like Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, whatever.
Okay, that's nice.
Suddenly I get a text from him yesterday at 5 o'clock saying, are you free for dinner tomorrow? Like, how about we finally get that dinner tomorrow? And I'm like, number one, it's like less than 24 hours away. And number two, it's Valentine's Day. That would technically be a first date. And that is, you don't go out on Valentine's Day for a first date.
Okay, I think that you absolutely should go out on Valentine's Day for a first date. One, it would be great for our show. It'd give us something.
Oh my God.
It would give us something great to talk about.
Thanks.
But number two, what if it works out? Right? What if? Just what if? Right? You have no other big plans for tonight anyway.
I do have plans to go skating with friends. I'm not the type to ditch a friend for a guy.
Well, but what if this is the guy, right? And maybe he's been thinking about this. Maybe he took a little bit of time to get up the courage to ask you. Because yeah, it is Valentine's Day, but he wants to spend his Valentine's with you. That's something special.
Look, I think he's a nice guy. I actually years ago went on a first date on Valentine's Day.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a guy, I was living in a different city. He was kind of well known. He played basketball. And I remember
Michael Jordan.
A couple of days
Shaquille
later.
Shaquille O'Neal.
None of the above. A couple of days later, he sends me a message being like, can you not tell anybody about us? Because he had a girlfriend.
Mm-hmm.
And she wasn't there. She wasn't in the city. She lived somewhere else.
Brutal.
I think he probably was just like, Valentine's Day is coming up tomorrow. I feel a little bit lonely. Let me see if I can hook something up here.
Well, yeah, I'd be a little skeptical. He thinks maybe he can pull at your heartstrings and, you know, get you all sappy and everything. Is this Valentine's Day? Get you to melt with a rose and some chocolates. I mean, the fact that he's shown no real vested interest before this day, it makes me wonder.
Not to mention, how awkward is it going to be if there's no, we haven't gone on a date. I haven't seen him in a few months. If there's no like real chemistry and you're surrounded by people who are like making out over dinner because it's Valentine's
Day. And then he starts feeding you with his fork.
not everybody's going to be making out over dinner.
Like, is there dairy in that? You can't put that in my mouth.
So you would have known that if you took me out before Valentine's Day.
Listen, not everybody's going to be making out for dinner. I'm taking my mom out tonight.
Aww.
So you won't be the most awkward couple at the restaurant. But you know what? I think you really should go out with him. And if you agree with me or Nikki, text us at 92925. Text do it if you think Nikki should go out. And you know what? Let's do this. How about this? If we get 100 texts that say do it, then you have to go out with
you
him.
You just made this up yourself. Like this.
Of course I just made it up myself.
I second it.
Nobody has agreed. Okay, you can let us know what you think, but I'm not going to do what you say, Andy.
Just what? It's not just me. It's everybody else.
Sarah, first date on Valentine's Day. Good idea or bad idea?
Listen, when I first met my boyfriend, I wasn't really sure I want to be with him. It was 5 years ago, and I'm still with him, and we're going to do the same thing we did. We're going to listen to the same movie we listened 5 years ago tonight.
So you guys met on Valentine's Day?
No, at school, but our first date was on Valentine's Day. Yeah, it's 5 years I'm in school.
So your first date was on Valentine's Day?
Yeah.
Okay, just like Nikki.
No,
and
it's
I wasn't
not.
Sure, you know? I wasn't sure, and I did it anyway, and I never regret it.
And look how it turned out.
Yeah.
Nikki could be you in 5 years.
Yeah, why not?
All right, Sarah, thank you. I thought you were going to help me. I thought you were going to be on my side, but thanks for listening.
I'm really sorry.
It's okay. I love you. Have a good day.
Thank you. You too.
We're getting like hundreds and hundreds of texts right now at 92925. This is all thanks to you, Andy, but not
You're
everybody
welcome.
Agrees. Not everybody says do it. This one says maybe I should invite him to skating with my friends tonight.
That's
and if
a better
he says
idea.
Yes, then maybe he'll actually, you'll actually see what kind of person he is and get to see him around your
yeah,
friends
well,
as well.
He didn't say let's go for a one-on-one dinner date. He said you have plans tonight, right?
Pretty sure that's what he was assuming.
He said, how about that dinner tomorrow night?
It's Valentine's Day after all, Andy. Come on. This isn't Friends Day.
Sonia, happy Valentine's Day.
And same to you.
What do you think about the idea of a first date on Valentine's Day?
Don't do it.
Right?
Don't do it. Don't
thank
do it.
You.
Come
thank
on,
you,
Sonia.
Don't do it. I'm a hopeless romantic, but don't do it. It's terrible.
This is what movies are made out of.
Like, what's the worst that can happen, though?
That's a movie. Gotta come back to reality. It's a movie.
He probably had a cancellation, right? Like, he probably maybe had a date with someone else.
Yeah, I could fit you in between
and
7 and 9.
If you haven't been on a date with him, nope.
You guys are looking at it from the negative point of view, but think of all the possibilities.
think of all those possibilities, but think about the negative point about, like you said, you're going to be at a dinner and everyone's going to be smooching up and it's going to be very awkward.
Exactly. And I don't even know if I'm into him yet. Thank you, yeah. Sonia. I agree with you.
Have a great day, guys.
Sonia makes perfect sense, I think.
Worst case scenario, you take him out with the friends or you just go on a date with him. And, I mean, I'm sure he'll be available last minute.
You probably aren't going to go on a date with him. I don't think you feel it in your heart. But maybe this is going to start something,
When
right?
I got in this morning, Andy's like, I feel it in my heart. I really feel it that you should go.
I think you should. I don't think you will. But you know what? Maybe this will start something. And down the road, this could be a story that you guys tell to your grandchildren.
Okay. Or a nightmare story. Either way, it'll be a good story.
We'll see. Thank you for your text. I'll let you know what happens. Maybe he'll come skating. Maybe he won't.
Everything you missed from Montreal's favorite morning show.
The Nikki, Sam, and Andy Replay Podcast.
Can I just say I absolutely hate surprises.
Really?
Like in real life, they make me anxious. I don't know how to react. Okay. I don't know what to do with myself. I get all nervous. So you've been like hanging this over my head and Sam's head for the last, like all morning long, basically, talking about this surprise.
Second week on the new job, and I do have a big surprise.
I'm getting fired, aren't I?
Yeah, this is how we decided to do it. I said I had a surprise for either you or Sam, right?
Okay.
And earlier this week, Sam was griping and complaining, saying, you know, men, we never get anything for Valentine's Day. It's always the women.
Yeah.
So after hearing that, you know that I was sure to not do anything for Sam. Didn't get him a gift, not a thing. Exactly. So this surprise is actually for you, Andy.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, this is a Valentine's Day prize that I wanted to put together for you to welcome you to the new show. I know that last week you mentioned that you sort of had some plans for Valentine's Day that you wanted to make happen, right?
I think I know where you're going with
this. Yeah. What did you say you wanted to do? What did you say you wanted to do for Valentine's Day?
I wasn't that serious. I was kind of...
Your wife's not here in Montreal yet.
Well, I kind of joked around and said it'd be really funny if I flew home just to see her for a couple hours and then fly back.
Exactly. That would be super romantic. His eyes are literally tearing up right now.
Because I know what's behind me right now.
Tearing up right now. And we decided that it's only your first couple of weeks in Montreal. We didn't want you to spend Valentine's Day alone either. So we brought your wife here so that you can spend Valentine's Day with her. Kelly is here. And he is crying. Oh my gosh. This is amazing. So we just brought Kelly in so that she can spend Valentine's Day.
I haven't been on the job for 2 weeks and you've made me cry.
You made him
so
cry. Success.
This is gonna make her
tissues.
This is gonna make or break our show. Yeah. No swearing on air. I know. Just don't swear. That's all I ask.
She doesn't look like she's a big swearer.
I'm a body mouth, but yeah.
like a sailor.
Oh my gosh.
Wow, that was okay. Good one. Good one.
I will
remember this.
I knew you'd get to your eye.
Amazing.
Hey. How was your flight? Were you here?
I didn't. I took the train.
Kelly, if you can just get a little closer to your microphone there and tell us how you managed to keep this a secret, because I'm assuming you guys are talking and FaceTiming all the time.
Yeah.
No FaceTime.
That's weird.
No FaceTime.
But honestly, it was kind of easy. Except last night or yesterday, I had messages like, oh, I'm just curled up with Mila, or dog. He's like, are you not at work today? I was like, oh, no.
Oh,
I was like, no, I'm just working from home today. I'm good. I'm just working from home.
Good answer.
Good.
Well, with the storm, I thought, yeah, totally. It makes sense. She didn't go to work.
Right.
Good thing the storm happened.
And then last night, so every night we talk on the phone, pretty much every night we talk on the phone before bed.
Yeah.
But last night I saw him call and I was like, I can't answer this. So I felt so bad. So I just let it go.
Were you in Montreal last night?
Yes.
I was on the train.
Oh, no way.
I was like, I can't answer it.
We could have spent the night together.
No.
Instead, he had to eat Chinese food with his mom.
Oh my god.
I was on the train. I just messaged us. Like, I'm sorry, I passed it on the couch. I was like, I missed you. Happy Valentine's Day.
Oh, we're so excited.
Well done, guys.
So excited to see you guys together. We got some tears from Andy. We get to meet Kelly.
Montreal's most listened to morning show on the go.
The Nikki, Sam, and Andy Replay Podcast.
It's Nikki, Sam, and Andy. Do you have one of those exes that you just look back on with such disdain and hatred that it consumes your every waking thought?
Mm-hmm.
Do you have one of those, Nikki?
I didn't even have to let you finish speaking to immediately know who pops into my mind.
All I had to say was, do you have one of those exes?
Oh, do I? Yeah.
You want to give us the top three or just...
There's one. There's one that stands out.
Well, if you do, you might want to, you know, check out Hooters. They're doing their Shred It promotion right now. You can bring in a picture of your ex. If you shred it, they'll give you 10 free wings. There's a place in the States where it's a zoo. You can name a cockroach after an ex and then watch it be fed to a meerkat. There's a lot of things like this going on. Promotions for scorned lovers that just aren't quite over their ex. Maybe they got the Christmas dump in and this is the first kind of symbolic day where they think of their ex.
But do you kind of see Valentine's Day in that light, Nikki, where you...
No.
Yeah.
I think this is bad karma. I believe in energy. You know, I believe the universe is looking out for us. So if it's Valentine's Day and you're single and you'd rather not be, to be wasting your time and energy on an ex is... You're telling the universe the wrong thing.
So on a day like today, you're not looking back on that ex and thinking, you know, that guy's such a jerk. I hope he's single today, too.
I wasn't until you brought him up. Thanks for that,
you're
Andy.
You're welcome.
No, I think that Valentine's Day, you should be looking ahead. You should like celebrate what you love about people who are in love around you if you want to attract that.
Yes, but if you've been slighted by someone in the
yes, but
if you've been slighted by someone in the past and you really want to get back at them and you feel like you're justified in doing so, I mean, this is the day to raid on their parade, right? Where they're all just thinking positive and love and this and that. I mean, listen, people have what they have coming to them. It's just how it is.
Here's the thing. You're not raining on their parade. You're just ruining your own day. You're spending your money.
Well, clearly your day's ruined automatically. I mean, if you end up at a Hooters on Valentine's Day, something's going wrong. Let's be honest.
Well, you've been with your girlfriend, Josie, for what? 5 years now?
Yeah, almost 5 years.
So you got to be at that point where you're not thinking of exes before her. And
no.
Yeah, you've moved on, right?
But if I wasn't in a relationship and I was bitter, then, I mean, and I had nothing better to do, then yeah.
You have been. You'd be the type, too. I've heard him up a couple of exes. He'd be the type to still hold on to that kind of stuff if he didn't have a beautiful girlfriend.
That's right. So yeah. Thank God I do.
I really think that on Valentine's Day, though, you should be focusing on the good you see in other relationships, even if you are single. You can text us and let us know what you think at 92925.
Yeah, and plus, you've got, you know, you're single, but you've got quid plans today. You're going to do some little self-care.
I'm going to go for a facial.
Yeah, you're going to take care of yourself.
I'm going to go skating with friends.
Nice.
I'm going to meet my Prince Charming while we're skating.
Oh, you've got it all played out in your head,
plans.
Don't you?
Yeah. You know what I won't be doing? Thinking about my ex. Not after this. Starting now.
The Nikki, Sam, and Andy Replay Podcast.
Online at thebeat925.ca.
Or subscribe on iTunes and Google Play.
And live weekday mornings starting at 5:30.
Montreal's perfect mix. The Beat 92.5.